Chapter 2. The Aerodrome. I often wondered whether the mothers and friends of our pilots formed a true conception, back home, of the surroundings and daily doings of their loved ones in France. Even the term aerodrome, where it is known aeroplanes are landed and kept and cared for, and where pilots live and start from in their trips over the lines, and where they are anxiously awaited at the end of their patrol by their comrades, even aerodrome must convey a more or less uncertain picture to those who have never actually seen one. Picture in your minds a smooth field, covered with sod, and occupying a situation near a town or good highway. It is on a comparatively level ground, and it is square in shape, and each of the four sides is about half a mile in length. Such a field accommodates very nicely four squadrons of fighting machines, which means 80 or 90 aeroplanes and as many pilots. The road skirts one side of the square. Close to the road, in each corner of the square, are placed two large sheds, or hangars, to house the aeroplanes. Each hangar will hold comfortably 10 or 12 machines of the small type. There they will spend the night, and each machine is carefully inspected by the mechanics who belong to it. Each pilot has three mechanics who are responsible for his aeroplane, and it is seldom that any defect can escape their jealous attention. Around the edges of the field, then, these 8 or 10 large hangars stand facing inwards, with wide open doors through which the aeroplane can pass onto the ground. A short distance away, the mess and sleeping quarters for the officers of each squadron are situated. As there are but 20 pilots to each squadron, the officers of two squadrons frequently mess together. The enlisted men, including the mechanics, truck drivers, workmen, and servants, occupy quarters of their own at a little distance behind the hangars. As each squadron acquires almost 200 enlisted men to take proper care of its many details, it is seen that the entire personnel of the average aerodrome group numbers quite 1,000 men, when the headquarters, searchlight company, telephone squad, lighting plant, Red Cross, and YMCA personnel are added to it. The anti-aircraft gunners, who have charge of the defense of the aerodrome against enemy raids, are not attached to the air service and are not properly part of the aerodrome membership. Such, then, is the rough arrangement of the pilot's aerodrome. From the sky, an aerodrome can be seen many miles away by an experienced observer, and although every effort is made to camouflage hangars, huts, and aeroplanes, no flying...